Good evening, Rabbeisai. Good evening. Had a machshava, Rabbeisai. A thought. Started Lech Lecha today. It's very interesting. The first of the ten nisyonos of Avraham Avinu is Lech Lecha Me'atzucha. The nisyonos Lech Lecha. And it's very interesting if you think about it. What's the nisyon? What's the challenge of Avraham Avinu to move from his land, from his house, or from his comfort zone? And truthfully, if you think about it, it's hard for us to understand that he's the real Nisoyan. Who is privileged to live in his we'll move away from our you know, move away. Who lives in his parents or grandparents, great grandparents place? It's very rare. Nowadays we all move away. Some of us move 3 times, 4 times. It's a big Nisoyan, but yet we find that it's considered one of the Nisoyanists. So much so that it is considered one of the Nisoyan. When Avraham Avinu jumped into the Kivshan HaEish, that's not even classified, burning fire, that's not classified as a Nisoyan at all. But Lech Lecha Me'atzecha, that's a real Nisoyan. It's hard for us to fully understand. But we do see that the very first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches over here is the Nisoyanist that the Avos went through, the tremendous Nisoyanist. We went just past Parshas Noach. Now we get to the Nisoyanist. My Shver told me that he heard from Moshe Schwab in Gates of the Yeshiva in the 1960s. He asked him, what this generation is, what those were the 1960s, and Kal V'Chaim, but Moshe Kal V'Chaim nowadays, there's so many Kohelim, people are learning, and people are, there's so many, we know that there's a concept of Yidus HaDoiros. Every generation goes a little bit down, we're a little bit further from Har Sinai. What is it though that in our generation seems to be, and that's ready for this, since after the pre-war, post-war years, we are so much, in so many ways, we look so much stronger, so much better off. Many diktukim, many halachas, we are so much better than in previous generation. The kodalim, the yeshivas, the ramah of halachas has improved. So how can you really look at it? Where is the Yiridus HaDoiros gone? So Moshe Schwab, so I heard from my Shver, told me, that in the name of Moshe Schwab, that the difference is the Mesiras Nefesh. The Nisyonis that people go through nowadays, it's uncomparable to what happened before and previously. Now, there's challenges, of course, there's Nisyonis, but they're not in Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Nowadays, everything is on a silver plate, and everything is so easy and so accessible, so smooth compared to previous years. And the Nisyonis is teaching us that really, when we want to be coin anything, want to get anywhere, has to be through Nisoyanus. And that's where the difference is between our generation and previous generations. And that was just as I was thinking, as we're entering the parshas of Lech Lecha, as we're entering the parshas of the, we have to remember that the main acquisition in Torah and Mitzvahs is through Mesiras Nefesh. That was just a thought that I thought of today. Let us carry on. We are today going to go a little bit off subject, we are in Simon Shin Chof Aleph and Sif Yud Zayin. I would like to continue. I would like to perhaps even finish the Simon tonight or the latest tomorrow evening. We're going to be learning a little bit we're going to enter a little bit of a side topic, which is indirectly connected, which is about Refuah. Refuah has got its own Simon Shin Chof Ches. Which incidentally is our anniversary when we finish the cycle with Bin Shin Chof Ches. But now we're going to be touching on two important halachas within halachas of Fuah. And one of them that we're going to be discussing tonight is about antibiotics. So let us delve a little bit into greater detail into this. So Sif Yud Zayin tells us the following. Tezayin. Tezayin. Yes, you're right. We didn't learn it. Yes, you're right. Sorry. Yes, 100%. Thank you very much for noticing. Very good. Yes. Tezayin. Yes, we finished with Tezayin. That's right. Shechalayim. Per Shechalayim be'arvi l'shav uvelaz krishin. Shedochon be'erev Shabbos. Shechalayim is a kind of food which was Shedochon be'erev Shabbos. It's very similar to the mustard challah that we discussed previously. Shechalayim is a food, I don't exactly know the ingredients of it, but it needs to be threshed before Shabbos. Lemocho noisen yain v'choymet. On Shabbos, you may take it out again, this food, and add to it wine or choymetz vinegar. V'lo yitroy v'lo ma'arev. We're now learning, this is very much the same concept that we discussed on Thursday. When it comes to kneading, when it comes to meleches losh, if it has been, you have done the kneading process before Shabbos, If you're just adding additional liquid ingredients on Shabbos, that may be done on Shabbos. So, it is true you may not do a kneading process initially on Shabbos. But, if it has been thoroughly kneaded and you have done the actual kneading, and all you need to do is add a liquid ingredient such as wine, such as vinegar, that's all you're doing on Shabbos, that is permitted. However, there's a condition to that. V'lo yitroif elo me'arev. Lo yitroif is a lotion of doing it very, very strongly and very firmly. That may not be done. It's only if you're gently mixing. If you have to literally mix it, stir it in a very strong and agitated way, that will be also. Because that means you're actually re-kneading and reforming this food. If it's just a gentle mixing, it's going to be permitted. V'chein shum, shedoch me'arev Shabbos, lemoch noisen poil v'grisin. Here again, it's talking about adding both beans, poil v'grisin is beans. V'lo yitov v'lo me'arev, here again, lo yitov, not with force, elo me'arev gently. The same concept again, if all you're doing is adding a bit of a liquid, and you're not mixing it with force, that is permitted to do on Shabbos. V'yesh oimim d'lo yarev v'kaf elo b'yad. So is that? Should you have any chance? Is that? Oh, yes, I recommend you. V'lo yitroif elom bechaf elo biyad. Some are more machmir, and they say it is true that it is. It is true that it is permitted, but Ramo is machmir, and he said it's only permitted if you do it by hand and not with a cup with a spoon, but it requires a shinui. So he adds an additional condition. Yeah, it is true. It is mutter to add the liquid, provided that it was mixed on Erev Shabbos, but it is only if, thank you very, very much, perfect, shkoich, but it is only if you're doing this with a shinui, hayi beyad, and not with a kaf. V'yesh oimim da'od ha'shoril arev mashke v'chadl, and some are more machmir, and they said that we said that it's permitted to add liquid and in order not to be over on that's permitted, you're not over on losh. Yesh oimim, some say da'od ha'shoril arev mashke v'chadl, some say that you're allowed to add a liquid to the mustard. That's going back to the mustard chale in Sif Tezvav. Tavke shenos nevi b'yidyoim, avol b'shabes also lo tzitz mashke b'chadl, hoi b'shema k'tushim mishum losh. Here he brings a more chumadik opinion, which is really going back on Sif Tezvav. That we said that creation of mustard is permitted, that is only that's only for us all done before Shabbos. However, b'Shabbos also lost his mashke b'chadl oy b'shum akdushim mishum losh. This opinion now is a chumadik opinion, and he says that no, b'shum ponim v'oifin, you may not do this. And whenever you're adding liquid, that will also be included in losh, and that is also, and you may not do so on Shabbos. Do you remember we spoke in an introductory share, we started speaking about Losh, we spoke about the two opinions, Machlokes HaShonim, as to whether there is an Issa Losh by just adding of liquid, if adding liquid is also, or you physically need to knead. Some are showing hold that you only over Melech's Losh by physically mixing and kneading. Some are more machmir and add the actual adding of liquid, that is also in its own right. This machloikis is the machloikis over here. The second opinion holds, and we're machmir like this opinion, that just to add a liquid per se, that is also. So going back to the mustard chayla, you have a full-fledged mustard, you have a fully completed, but you want to add a bit of liquid on Shabbos. According to this latter opinion, and we're machmir like this opinion, holds that you may not add any liquid on Shabbos, because that actually is according to some Rishonim, that's already considered losh. Ve'im nois noichel tchile v'achkach achoy mitzoyan me'ovo be'etzbo yoshori ta'av shinui k'moy b'shisa d'el'el v'chein noigin atele de shinui mok m'shodok l'askin b'chol hitem b'shabbos achoy mitzchile v'achkach oichel. This is now going to a very famous and very frequently used kula, that if you are changing the order, I think we may have mentioned it in a previous year, if you are changing the order, then it makes a mutter. So normally, how would you create the mustard? You first have the solid, and you add the liquid, and that would be the normal way of doing it. And that's what we're saying now, according to this latter opinion, this is also. However, if you're changing the order, what's changing the order? What do you do first? You have the liquid first, and you add the sorted into that. That is considered a significant shinui. What the Loshna Poskim call it a shinui gomor, and that makes it mutter, and with that you're allowed to do that. I'm going over the words of the Ramo again, that's the Yesodis to Geheta. Ve'im noisen oichel tchila, if you first have the food, ve'achach choymet oyinayinu ma'avo be'etzpo yishori, ta'av a shinui, if you make the first application of this shinui gomor is slightly different. If you're making a shinui gomor by actually using your finger, you put the food first, and afterwards the choymet, the vinegar, or yin, the wine, ma'avo be'etzpo, use your finger, which obviously is a shinui, because normally you'd use a spoon for that. Have a shinui, come over to the L, and so that's a shinui gom which allows it. And the minig is to remati through a shinui. He brings the second shinui, which is by doing the chometz first and afterwards the oichel, that will allow it as well. So Rabbi said, the yisoy that we're learning over here is that firstly we are machmir like the opinions. Have we spoken about that previously? We are machmir like the opinions that hold that losh, your oivo melech is losh, by just adding a liquid. It's not only the actual fact of kneading that is oivo melech is losh, but in fact any action of adding liquid, like those Rishonim, we're passing like those Rishonim, we're machmir those Rishonim, adding liquid, that itself is melech is losh, never mind mixing. Point number two that we're taking out from this Seif is that if you're doing a Shinui Gomu, however, that will allow it. Two applications and examples of Shinui Gomu. A is using your finger. That's Shinui Gomu, which allows Melech's Losh. And application number two is to change the order to the vice versa. Liquid first and afterwards solid. Seif Yud Zayin Aboy Sayin. Do we still have a heta of miyad? Do we still have a heta of miyad? Not on its own right. You mean is the condition of miyad or a heta? The fact you're doing miyad itself, that's not good enough. You will need to do it also with the shinui gomu. Rabbi Yisai Seif Yud Zayin. We're moving off the topic. Maybe that's a new subject now. Mota lasos yein mulin. Shu yain yoshon dvash ufilpalin. I don't exactly know what it is. All I know is that it is a liquid, a drink which is made out of yain yoshon, ancient wine, good wine, dvash, a bit of honey, vilpilpalin. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos, mipnei shulishtia, because that is a drink. It's a regular drink. And therefore, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. If you look at Mishneh Berurah, it says in Sefkot Samech Tes, Hainu le'orvon, you're allowed to stir it gently, ve'le'ochlon, and to eat it, k'mo shehen, the way it is. Avol litoif oisan yofo le'sanonon, also. But if you are mixing it, and you are kneading, you're making a significant stirring process, and to save it, that would be also. Shezet ho'ech godl,
if you're trying to make this drink into a very specific, you're stirring it in a specific way, and it needs a certain process, which is a specific process, tikkun godel, and that will be also. Like by the mustard, that the creation of it is going to be also. So, but if it is very simply just adding certain ingredients, and naturally it will become this drink, that is muta. Muta lasis yin mulin shu yain yoshon dvashu filpulin pipnation is here because that is a drink. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush, pardon? Oh, the chiddush is a sefer. Vein oisin alointis. But you're not allowed to do alointis, which is a bit similar, but yet it's going to be also. And that's the chiddush of this eve. Shun yain yoshon, here again you're using old ancient wine, umaim tzlulin, and clear water, veshemen afar simoin, and a certain oil, shul refuah, that's the refuah. So now, if you're taking, it's a very similar kind of drink, which again contains wine, water, and oil, that, if you're mixing all that together, that is also. Why is it also? So the reason why it is also is actually nothing to do with what we've been discussing until now. The reason why this is also is because, as the last two words of Shulchan Aruch is, Shehu l'refuah. Because by doing that, you're creating a refuah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Na'ayin explains, Shehu l'refuah, Ve'kol dovah, Shehu mishum refuah, Osu chazal la'asois. Everything which is a medical Yeah, concoction, very good, that's right. Also, Chazal also is, Chazal forbade to create. Gzeira, mishum shchika samamonim, hey gzeira, because of shchika's grinding samamonim of spices, velochein, afilo ozi, also, merev, Shabbos, even if it was made before Shabbos, also, the shtoys, you're not to drink it.
So here, Rabbi said, we are touching on a new subject, which again, will be discussed more extensively in Chofres, but we need to cover it now for the next sif as well. Chachomim were concerned about the creation of refuah, because normally the way medicines were created was a little bit, I mean, it's not really the way it's created nowadays, but the way it was done was they used to take samamonim, spices, which had medical ingredients, medical powers within it, and used to take very specific medical spices. They used to be ground and then taken, and those would serve as a refuah. Now, normally they were done, they need to be fresh. So if you have got a headache, and instead of taking paracetamol, you take certain herbs, you grind them, and then you drink them or you eat them, and then hopefully it's going to help. And they needed to be ground, they need to be ground. And because of that, Chomer were very concerned. And they said, whenever you're actually taking a bit of a medicine, there's always a concern that maybe it may not be sufficient. Maybe your headache is actually a splitting headache and you need a bit more. And you may end up actually taking a bit more of those herbs and grinding them and being oiva or melacha de reise of grinding herbs on Shabbos, which is melacha de reise on Shabbos. And therefore, Chachomim said, not only that grinding herbs on Shabbos, that's one of the 39 melachas. But not only that, but actually, even taking medicines is also, because that is very likely to lead to grinding on Shabbos. And that is the gzeira of refuah on Shabbos, which, again, is shin chofres in its own. But here we're touching on that. And we're saying that, you know what? Forget about herbs. Any drink that you're creating, which may or may not taste very, very nice, but if you're creating it for the purpose of medicine, that's the purpose of this drink, then you've got a problem over here, because you may not make it and you may not drink it because it's a medicine, if that's the purpose of the drink. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm starting the Shulchan Aruch again, you're not allowed to make an aloyntis. What's an aloyntis? Shuyayin yoshon, you've got old wine, ma'im tzlulim water, v'shem anafasamon, and a specific oil, shul refuah, which is refuah. So he may be similar to the first halach in this sif, which was also made out of wine, but that's a nice drink that you're allowed to create. If it's not different ingredients, and now suddenly becomes a medical drink, that becomes also. And the reason is because, as Mishnah Berurah explains, because of shchika samamonim. So again, it's not only also to create on Shabbos, but the same will actually be if you, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, if you created that drink before Shabbos, and you want to drink it on Shabbos, that's also as well because of gzera of shchika samamonim. Yeah, is that okay? Pardon? It is a very, yes, I agree. Which element do you find a little bit rochek?
Shrikasamonim
is a bit like that. That he is allowed to make a medicine. So I'm going to take the herbs in my back garden. I'm going to start making them. It is interesting that what you're pointing out is Rabbi Chaim Noah has a very interesting tshuva about this. And he's a famous Rabbi Chaim Noah. And he claims generally that since he says a bit what you're saying, we're going to talk about it in Shin Chofres a bit more. But he says that nowadays people don't generally create the refuahs themselves. It's very unlikely you're going to go in the back garden and start taking weeds and start making something out of it. It's very unlikely. So he says, because it's so rochek and people nowadays are unable to create the medicines, so he says that the gzera nowadays is a bit more rochek, and therefore he says that the gzera doesn't really apply. It's al tzloi pluk, but he says otherwise we can be a little bit more mekel. And that's why B'chaim Noah has certain colors with regards to the refuah on Shabbos. There is no Mishnah is not mashma that he has got any of this understanding, but yes, it's an interesting spot that you're mentioning. B'chaim Noah. I heard once from Moshe Weiss, the one pastor said B'chaim Noah. But let's keep this for Shin Chofres. Now,
Sif Yud Ches goes into the following. That's the very interesting shayla of antibiotics, which has to be discussed over here. Ein shorin is a chiltis lo bepoishin velo betzoninin. Chiltis is a very strong herb, very strong. Ein shorin is a chiltis. You're not to soak the chiltis lo bepoishin velo betzoninin. Not in warm water and not in cold water. You've got this chiltis. You're not to soak it. Because normally when you take this herb on its own, this herb is very strong and it doesn't taste particularly nice. It's not a herb that you normally just eat. The only purpose that you normally use it, because it's very strong, it's got a very, very strong taste. The only reason why you normally use it is for medical purpose. So if you want to, so the Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here, Enshoyren is a chiltis, to not soak it in any water, lo beposhin, lo betzoninin, whether it's cold or mild temperature, you do not soak it. Why? Shadach l'shoyser refuah. If you're soaking it, it's probably going to be for medical purpose. And therefore, you don't do that, because again, that touches on refuah. You don't have to do it because of refuah. Have a nois noi, but you may place it, let's say, into a strong vinegar, and you're also allowed to take a bit of bread and to dip the bread into this chiltis. Why are you allowed to do that? Guess why? You're allowed to take this very strong herb, which you're not allowed to soak it, because that's normally done for medicine, but you are allowed to take this and put it in vinegar, and then consume it. Why? Pardon? Because it's not the way to use it for medicines. That's right. Because obviously the vinegar, what is the vinegar going to do? What is the vinegar going to do?
Neutralize.
Exactly. It's going to neutralize. It's going to kill all the strength of it. And now it's just a normal herb, which is fine to eat on Shabbos. Nothing to do with the food anymore. It's taken away all the medical power, because the whole idea was a very strong. Now it's not strong anymore. Pickling, yes. So you're saying that, if you just put it in chometz, for a bit, that's not an issa. Yeah, good point. But if you just put it quickly in chometz and take it out, it wouldn't be a problem. Umetabel by pita, why not to take bread and dip it into this chiltis? Where's that mutter? Again, it's not strong. You're not doing anything which is medical orientated. Umetabel by pita, you're not to dip it in it.
I want to point out Mishnah Berurah has got a slightly different nus gils over here, which is probably even easier to understand. In Mishnah Berurah learns, if you look in Sif Katan Ein, let's carry on one more minute. Hoshori me'esmol, if it was there before Shabbos, mutal ishroisei b'Shabbos. Now the way Mishnah Berurah learns over here is instead of mutal ishroisei b'Shabbos, mutal ishtoisei b'Shabbos. So what the way Mishnah Berurah learns over here, the meaning of it is that if you had this chiltis, if it was soaked, if it was prepared before Shabbos, you had this herb, and it was lying before Shabbos, it was prepared already before Shabbos, was soaked. Now you have to consume it on Shabbos. Hoshori me'esmol, you had this chiltis ready before Shabbos. Muta lishtoisei b'Shabbos, you have to drink it on Shabbos. Let's have a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot 9 base. Muta lishroisoi, to drink it. You know how to drink it. Why not to drink it? If it was soaked on before Shabbos, why not to drink it now on Shabbos? How about time? The reason is,
this is already quite a common thing to do. If you take this chiltis, this very strong herb, had it soaked before Shabbos, some of its strength has been removed, it's been slightly neutralized, and now you want to eat it on Shabbos. That's quite normal. That's not a medicine. It's not a strong kind of herb anymore. It's been soaking around, lying around. So now to eat it, that's a common fruit. That's okay now. It's a Meichel Brim. So that's a Meichel Ksas Brim. It's not obvious that it's a medical, that you're doing it for a medical purpose. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue with the next halacha in Sif Yud Ches. We'll discuss that in greater detail tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, just to recap, Rabbi Yisrael, what we covered tonight. We learned about the Shechalayim, which according to the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, the Yisoid is that to add any liquid is not a problem of Losh.
adds a few examples in Shulchan Aruch, also about the poi v'grisin, which is the beans. To add liquid is mutter, as long as you're not ma'arav with force, you're not mixing it with force. That is the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is machmi. And again, we are machmi like that. And he holds that any addition of liquid mixing is considered melech's losh and is also al kuponim midrabanan. The Shulchan Aruch, however, says if you're doing a shinui gomu, that will be permitted. Two examples and application of shinui gomu, either using your hand, not particularly appetizing, but you can do that. That's considered a shinui gomu. Or, second example is, if you're changing the order altogether, here again, no losh is, that's not melech, is losh, and is therefore mutter. We then moved on to see if you design, which speaks about the two very similar drinks. One of them is mutter, one of them is osso. The former is mutter because it's lishtia, shefkotis and mulin, which is wine with honey and pilpilin. That is mutter because all he created is a beverage, is a drink, and that's mutter. Second case is alointis, which is the drink which is specifically created for medical purpose, and that is also, yes, because it's a medicine, you're not allowed to make a medicine, and on Shabbos, not only that, even if it was made before Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink it on Shabbos because it's a medicine. Finally, in Sifut Ches, we discussed the Chiltis, which is again a medicine, which is also. We learned that it's a strong herb, and therefore you're not allowed to, it's only consumed for medical purpose, that's also. If it was prepared before Shabbos, and it's lost some of its strength, you're allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos, because it's not an obvious medicine anymore. More to follow on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.